The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. You are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for tuning in to all our past shows. Holy cow, we have some good news for you. Not only are two elephants moving to the Free Roam Sanctuary in Brazil come this September, but 14,000 of you plus tuned in to the first elephant show we did, and that's amazing. You know, there's been tremendous success with this show since the get-go, and I'm so excited because it's a labor of love, and I've told you that, but we've had over 30,000 listeners here in Malibu, and I don't even know how that's possible. There's not even that many people here, so that's incredible, truly, and I thank you all for tuning in and listening, and for those of you that write to me, I'm really grateful. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I'm really happy you're enjoying the messages. And all of our amazing guests, each one of them is handpicked for your benefit, and they are really doing something for our earth plane. They're creating upliftment, they're creating love, they're creating light, they're giving us food for contemplation, they're sharing their art with us, they're sharing their heart with us, and I can't say enough about that. So I'm grateful that I get to be the interfacer between the two. And it gives me a new spin on my own work even, because it just is so much fun. It's awesome to do this, and I say thank you again. So for those of you that are tuning in, this is great. And welcome to all of the people in all the countries around the world. Wow, we have a lot of countries, and we have people listening in Bangkok. We have people listening in Istanbul. We have people listening all over the world. And if you'd like to hear a certain topic, write to me. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you're interested in learning, and we will see if we can incorporate that. We have new formats coming up for fall and some exciting new things. I'll be doing some healing webinars myself, so you can tune in for that. Stay tuned for learning what it is that you can do to better yourself in the upcoming world. The world's changing, as I've been speaking about, and this is kind of an ongoing series of improvement toward consciousness. The more attuned you are, the more attuned we are as a collective whole, and then we can contribute back to the world in a much better way. So I'd like to share those ways in which to do that with you, and I will be doing that more and more. Now, Facebook, which I just posted yesterday, is doing what Facebook does best, and that is controlling you and me. And though it's a great forum for many people to communicate and stay in touch, it's been something that's kind of been tailor-made to, I would say, in some ways, distract our focus under the guise of connectivity. And now they're making it so that if I post something on the fan page for Making Life Brighter, you may or may not see that. So I ask you and encourage you to go back and look at it on a regular basis for updates and what's coming and what's new, as well as the shows that are upcoming, and do that proactively, because even if I boost a post for you to see, they're going to take it and it may not get to you. You might see it, you might not. They already announced that they're specifically blocking fan page boosts, which is kind of odd, really, if you think about it. Why is someone doing that when they have a paid forum or potentially paid forum? First, they made a big to-do and a big stink about people about them using that platform for advertising. So people created fan pages, which they encouraged. They started that years ago with music and other things, and then they moved it into, they're moving it away from fan pages now and forcing people to switch platforms, and from a private platform to a public fan page, you know, that, or rather the other way around, from a public fan page to a private platform, if you want to see it. Therefore, you're forced to blend people's together, whether it's your public audience or your private audience. And we are becoming socially conditioned to respond to that. So keep your eyes open, because that is something that's being created. It's not a response to your demand. It's being created. And publishers, music people, all that are forcing you to respond. What are your numbers? Are your numbers high? Well, if they're higher and your platform's bigger, then I'll publish you. I've already spoken about this once before. But it's a forced platform where Facebook controls it. So I'm suggesting to you, if you'd like the information, you go look at the information proactively on Making Life Brighter, and you go look at the website for Making Life Brighter, and you'll find there what's happening in real time. And follow along with us if you'd like more information or updated information or want to become part of what we're doing, and that is conscious awareness, then please join the email list and you'll be put into a VIP list to be included on what's happening. But those things will also be posted on the fan page for now. If I switch platforms, I'll let you know. But for now, you can find us on the website first and foremost, on Making Life Brighter fan page on Facebook, and then, of course, on Twitter. So it's a world of change. And in the end, like I said last time, it's going to be brighter. It's going to be better. But in the turning point of the end, we're being asked to choose against what's being suggested to us. Just because something's suggested doesn't always mean that it's better for us. And in this case, that seems to be very true. So, you know, for those of you out there that are readily working at consciousness, this is kind of an old drum for you. You already know this intuitively. For those of you that are kind of tuning in and recognizing what's going on and starting to wake up to that whole thing that's being played out in our world, this might seem like new information to you, but consider it. Look at what's happening. Just because somebody is dictating to us, does that mean that we agree to it? And that's happening with the vaccines in California. That's happening in the herbs that are allowed. That's happening in your choice of herbs, the things that you can take naturally, the things that you have a choice in buying. All of this is coming up for us, particularly in an election year. And that's something to look at. So I leave you to that contemplation on your own. But our focus here is mainly on things that are uplifting and food for contemplation and for our growth. So controversy is not necessarily something I want to focus on, though it exists. And one of those things that I've been speaking about a lot lately, both publicly and privately, are the chemtrails that go over us. Chemtrails seem to be existent everywhere right now, and that's sad, but it's true, and it's up to you to go look up what that is and research it some more. We've talked about it on this show before with different guests, and there are a lot of people that are in the know about this. There are certain cities in the U.S. that have outlawed chemtrails, and we don't really need our immune systems worked on and weakened, and we don't need people toying with us and playing with our health. And if you are recognizing what I'm talking about, you know it already. You're kind of in the loop to that. If you're not, I encourage you to go research it yourself and make your own opinions about that. If you happen to see chemtrails, they're sort of unmistakable. They're not the same as clouds. Luckily, today we have a beautiful blue sky summer day here in SoCal. And hopefully wherever you are in the world, it's also a beautiful blue sky day. But when it comes up to this November, especially in the United States, your vote counts, your voice counts, and your awareness more than anything counts. So finding our awareness is being centered and being open to our spirit's guidance more so than anything else. I have a special guest today for you, and I've been talking about him for months, and he is here today. Ron Capri is going to be in our next segment coming up, and Ron makes amazing raw food energy snacks, and that's what he calls them, snacks. I call them Ron's rolls, and he calls them rockin' rolls, and they are rockin' rolls. And you basically can store these in your freezer and then cut them off a little bit at a time and eat them like you would an energy food bar, but it's all raw. And it's naturally made. It's so good. They are so amazing. So I encourage you to reach out to Ron if you want to get some of his rolls. He also has beehives that he is creating and making and encouraging for people to have in their backyard. Now, they're little houses for bees that bees go in and out of, and they can help pollinate your garden. They can help naturally increase the ecosystem in your neighborhood, in your area. And while some people are scared of the effect of bees, Ron has created a wonderful bee house for anybody and everybody to have, and you can hear that entire outtake on the website. So we talk about rock and rolls this time, and you can go to hear more about Ron's beehives on the website. So that's really special. But I have Ron coming up next. And for any of you out there that are interested in learning more about tapping, herbology, any kind of healing modality, I want you to write to me and tell me what your interests are. And you can write at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And we will be filling in those gaps. I'll be back in Boston area come September, and I will be speaking there. So if you're interested in signing up for that class and that seminar workshop, I will be posting that at the Making Life Brighter website and on Facebook coming soon. So stay tuned for that. I want you to know that of all the shows that we've done, the John of God live interview is one of the very best shows that we've ever done, followed by The Wrecking Crew, and also, no surprise here, The Woman in Gold. And if you haven't heard that show, you need to go back and check it out. The Woman in Gold was amazing. Just amazing. And what an inspiring movie. But, you know, the lawyer Randall E. Schoenberg, who's here in L.A., he won the court case against Austria for the woman to gain back her rightful property of her family that was stolen by the Nazis. And that was just such an amazing show. And you all have gone back to listen to it again and again and again. And it's just neat. It's neat to have this forum today. It's neat to have the inclusion. It's neat that you can go back and listen to it on demand when you want to. And that's the beauty of this type of show. So thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm eager to hear from you and all of you around the world. I appreciate your ear, and I'm eager to share with you more. We have lots more coming up. I have a very conscious fellow whom I did some special interviews with, and I can't wait to share that with you coming next. I just spoke with some doctors about what they're doing in the cutting-edge technology of healing and all of their modalities for chronic illness, especially in lieu of the chemtrails. So we have no choice. It's time to wake up. It's time to get clean. It's time to get healthy. And here we go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Ron Capri on Making Life Brighter Radio.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. My name is Winifred Adams, and you're listening to a special version with our special guest, Ron Capri. Welcome, Ron.
Hello.
Thanks for coming and visiting us today. Now, Ron is a staple in the LA Santa Monica area as well as Malibu, and he's known as, I'll let you describe this, the lifestyle guru, essentially, for wellness and movement in all directions, with food, with everything.
That's a very good description. I will agree with that wholeheartedly.
Please add to that.
it has come to that point of literally consulting and being involved, where persons reach that moment or threshold or curiosity or time of at where they need to take action in lifestyle, nutrition, intake, movement therapy, and all the components that may fall into place around that.
Now, Ron has developed these rolls, and they're called rockin' rolls, and I can't tell you how good these rolls really are, and they're considered a raw food item, correct?
That's true.
So these rockin' rolls are only one of the reasons that we're talking here today, but they are spectacular, and he's developed them all by himself, putting together these fabulous ingredients, and there are two flavors, one lemon and one chocolate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, goody, because I like the chocolate ones, I have to say. Now, the lemon ones are equally yummy, and you just gave me some new and improved ones, but why are these rolls so efficient? What is it about these that you developed, and what problem were you solving in developing these rolls? Because these can be put in the freezer and then just cut up and eaten as almost tidbit bites for energy, right?
That's true. And it's right to say problem solving, because that's really where it started. There is, as everyone has seen, a wall in the grocery store. There's a wall of bars, every kind of power bar,
yeah,
energy bar. And
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. And my first impulse was to go in, working with a friend who was very much into some books and theories and philosophy around energy foods, more for the endurance athlete at that moment. And I had some aversions and some attractions. There were things I did not want to go towards as an ingredient, and there were some things that I did want to go towards as an ingredient, certain power foods. And blending them together in a palatable way, it either becomes a goop, a pudding, or a very hard thing, maybe a ball. And I think I started with more like a cocoa ball.
Mm-hmm. Those are good too.
Those are very good.
Anything you make is good, Ron.
I mean, really, you know, I sit there with the chocolate and the lemon at this moment myself, and I'm thinking, well, I like them both. I really want the chocolate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the lemon anyway, but I really want the chocolate. But I use the two to kind of not get sick and tired of either one. kind of bounce back and forth until I add more flavors. But literally, it was a path. It was a path out of Bar Wars. And that's what I call that wall in the grocery store, is Bar Wars.
That's great.
And every week, new mom and pop labels were coming into the store,
yeah,
because Whole Foods kind of brings any product available and wants to represent it. They don't always last very long. They might exist for 6 months to a year and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And some were kind of gravitating towards the refrigerator or aisles in the store that wouldn't compete directly with Bar Wars. And we saw some of them manifest, and I was tracking this whole process. But during that year, I was working in the kitchen with the help of an extremely intelligent and creative cohort who was working in the same general direction. But in the back of my mind, I wanted to avoid dates as a sugar.
Why?
For me, date sugar is too intense, and it rakes the nerve endings and leaves them, you know, less sedate than they were before, in the as a cost to providing that burst of energy.
It's almost like a sugar high and then you know, it's interesting you say that, because I feel that way, and I am not particularly attracted to dates. It's too much. And I like chocolate, and I've liked sugar, but that is really intense. So it's interesting that you thought that and felt that and chose something else. So what did you replace it with?
Well, there are certain, like, dried fruits that carry the same profile,
mm-hmm,
of energy release, calorie, potassium, sodium, carbohydrate. And the goal was to keep the blends in a ratio of 4 to 1, more or less, carbohydrate over protein. And I think the impulse nationally is to go for protein.
But is this to make it bioavailable to burn it and then utilize it appropriately?
That's right, to burn it. And a lot of influence coming out of Brendan Fraser's Thrive books, and we've seen the Vega products out there, but too many products had rice, brown rice syrup, always looking for honey,
mm-hmm,
and I went to, I would go to some events, like, for example, the Sea Otter is a bicycling event in Monterey Peninsula, and up there they give away a lot of freebies, and I, you know, got every, sample,
yes,
product,
yes,
uh-huh, early in my research, and I still couldn't find the blend that I was gravitating towards, which had to be superfoods, non-date, non-brown rice syrup, and no sugar high implicit. But the superfoods within it had to somehow come together as tasty, sweet enough, and constitute an energy release profile in the body's metabolism where an athlete could have it before and afterwards as a recovery and get that 3.5 or 4 to 1 ratio of carbs over protein.
Well, you know that I do healing work, but sometimes, especially recently, I've been doing extreme healing work. And most of the sugar that's burned, blood sugar in the body, is burned in the brain. And because so much of the work comes through as a channel almost in the moment, but it has to run through the course of my system the way it works, however I do this or witness it, is a better way to put it. And I noticed after utilizing your product that I would take it, about, say, 11 a.m. I would take a piece, 11 a.m., and I would go in for the next 2 hours, come out, take another piece, go in for the next 2 hours, and come back out. And I was even throughout without having had lunch. Now, I don't recommend that people necessarily skip a meal, but what I'm noticing is in a very busy day, one small slice of this maintained my blood sugar and my brain food, which was necessitating, you know, complete present focus and in a very intense manner, like a surgery. So it was really very helpful. And on top of that, I actually lost a few pounds, not because I wasn't eating lunch, because some days I did and some days I didn't, but it was just the nature of how it was burning in my body, and I could feel that. I could actually sense it. I mean, I've been a consummate athlete in the past, and it's something that I could tell right away. So when I had it, it maintained my hunger level. It staved off my hunger for a bit, and I felt satiated. It was really a nice complete food for me in small doses.
Wow, that's really good to hear. And it's funny because your body is sensitive. It's like a barometer to a lot of nuance. And mine is that way too, whether by years of the way we've lived, conditioning, and what's natural to that process internally. And I know we have a lot in common, and another one is you're using the lunch as a gauge. That happened to me so many times where the day would get too busy. I've missed lunch, and then I noticed, to my surprise and kind of a little bit remarkable, I'd go, oh, my goodness, I've just blown through the time when I should have crashed and needed a recharge. And I think back on my morning intake, and you know, it would entail these ingredients, which for years actually were part of a part of my smoothie habit. Mm-hmm. It was actually the smoothies that got the ball rolling. I got into the groove of smoothies out of some Taoist formulas, mm-hmm. and Taoist principles of what the body should be taking in routinely. And the more I played with those ingredients, I could almost gain weight from smoothies because they get pretty big in the blender. So I had to kind of gauge what's how much of what. I found sprouts to be an extraordinary miracle in the energy release for the day. Mm-hmm. And when the sprouts were part of the ingredients, I could arc through lunch, and it's always accidentally. I would rather slow down and eat lunch at the peak metabolism time of day, but if I missed it, it was noticeable on whether I had taken in something that would get me through that, get over it. Sprouts were a big deal, and certainly an element of sprout, like a pea sprout powder,
yes.
is part of this. At the moment, I'm currently using moringa, mm-hmm. as the miracle, one of the miracle greens. There is another miracle greens superfood premix that goes in there at the same level. But those are part of the overall ingredient package.
And so back to the dates for a minute. That without sort of giving away your fabulous recipe, because it's so tasty. That's the thing, is it's so tasty, and the texture of it is so good. And that really makes a difference. It's almost like when you make a song and the bass is off, and no one really knows why they don't particularly agree with it. It's not a bad song. They just can't quite put their finger on it. But in this way, texture is so valuable, and it actually makes it pleasurable to eat, even if it's frozen. And it's just really a wonderful texture. So I can't say enough things, obviously, about this. I really love it, and I love the taste, and both of them have a... there's no bite to it. It's very smooth. It tastes very not even sweet. It's hard to describe. It's almost like the senses that we can't put our finger on are kicking in the moment it hits your tongue, and you actually feel your body saying, "Oh, thank you." And I mean that sincerely. It's really yummy. So I encourage everyone out there to try Ron's Rock and Rolls. And where can people get these? Because we'll talk more about what you're doing additionally, but where can they buy these?
Well, at the moment, I'm preparing the platforms, the social platforms. There'll be web pages with that name as a domain name. But what I'm waiting for as part of the setup is that I'm shooting video for the Kickstarter.
The Kickstarter. We'll be right back. We're going to find out more about how you can add to the Kickstarter campaign and or buy Ron's Rock and Rolls. And you're listening to Making Life Brighter. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and you can find us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, and you can find out more about Ron's rock and rolls on the website at MakingLifeBrighter.com. And if you need to find the archive of this show, you can go back to that on the radio tab on the website at MakingLifeBrighter.com and check it out there. In fact, you can listen to all the shows there. So, Ron, we were talking about your fabulous rolls and what inspired you to make them and what problem you were solving, and you were saying that you didn't like the idea of dates, and so you solved that. And what else was it that it was the impetus to do this? What was it that you really wanted to do and you still want to do with these roles? Where is this going to? What do you see happening?
Well, we've had an explosive growth nationally and globally, probably, in the endurance athlete and plant-powered endurance athlete movement. And that's exactly where I was coming from in terms of influence. And as value system, that's the only right way I could see going about this. Having done the smoothies for so many years, I needed to translate those smoothie ingredients into a portable. And it had to be something a person could reach into their pocket and pull it out and keep going. And the bars of the world is what I would sometimes have in my desk drawer. And these were sugar bombs. And there's no way that I was going to be able to live with that. And I saw everyone I know kind of addicted to one of the energy bars, which are just snack candy bars under a different name, different wrapper, trying to pose as something healthy and new age and whatever. And
thank you for saying that, by the way. That is so true. It is really true. There's just a tremendous amount of sugar in them.
It's hideous. I mean, the mantra of the 70s was sugar-free, and that was a label that you'd find on many, many boxes. And the early prototypes of health food stores were small, hole-in-the-wall, mom-and-pop operations. Sugar-free and organic was what you'd go to find there. And now you walk into any health food store, and it is just New Age wrapped, well-thought-out designs to appear healthy, organic, and nature-based, and nothing could be farther from it. Everything is a sugar bomb, the whole store, except for the produce aisle. And I was still dedicated to decades of a sugar-free approach to everything. And if there's a little honey or a little maple in something, I don't use either of those at all. But if there is, in a tiny amount, it's usually fine. But at a certain point, your body is taking a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there, and you find you're always edgy. In fact, if you monitor your internal dialogue, the thing you're saying to yourself, how much warfare is going on in there? And when does it taper off? When that food has digested, when that sugar has burned off, when that caffeine buzz. I can look in someone's eyes and see the furrow in their brow and see the caffeine eating away at their agitated mind, their caffeine-addled brain, until that passes. And when it passes, they're back to normal. It's a complete Jekyll and Hyde operation. I see it in children, any age, adults, anybody. It's visible. It's like watching them transform into a werewolf, waiting for the moon to pass and watching them come back. So under no circumstances was I going to go with dates or sweeteners or anything like that in any of the foods. Bar none, I don't care how it turned out, it had to be palatable without any of those shortcuts.
So what are the other things in this fabulous role that taste so good to us? Why are these so tasty?
There is one miracle thing, and I can't help but think of Jitterbug Perfume, a fabulous novel that so many people have read. There are beets in this in formula, and not as beet sugar, not in any way refined, but just beet. It can be dried and powdered, or it can be the beet itself. When I'm making it at home, I just use what I have, trying to keep the formula a combination of wet and dry so that I get the texture I need at the end. But beets are a fabulous energy, good old-fashioned superfood posing as a boring root vegetable.
And grounding, and so good for your kidneys and just your whole nervous system in general, in a roundabout kind of way. I mean, they come back around to the nervous system via the kidneys, feeling better. And I use beets so often with people, and it's like a miracle. Beets and raw potatoes. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, to clean out the acid in the gut. It's so much fun. And these have beets in them. They have no dates.
And sweet potato. I'm a big fan of potatoes, but the sweet potato became the go-to for exactly what we needed for endurance. We know, I think there's a book called Born to Run, glorifies the Raramuri, or Tarahumara, sometimes called, a person, individuals from just south of the border in Mexico, who would come and compete in the races and just, you know, burn everybody. Not trained in the classical ways we train here, but there they were, just making their way to the finish line, not effortlessly, but they sure made it look easier. And as they were interviewed and became more part of mainstream culture, the revelation was that, well, we used chia and we used, you know, maybe corn maize and a little mixture. So some of that secret came to be known in the public domain. And I took all of these things into account and put a representative amount, and sometimes more than a representative amount, in the formula to make sure that I had not just enough to change the texture or the flavor, but to really do the thing it was supposed to do. So if you eat a half a roll or half a bar or a bite, that you'd get enough of the things in there that were going to give you the release.
See, that's amazing. Now, do you use corn at all?
No, there's no corn. There's a little bit of oat flour. Oat is kind of acceptable, not officially gluten-free, but the acceptable gluten-free grain among persons who either have a sensitivity or have just made up their mind to be away from gluten, just to make sure, just as insurance. So the oat is the grain carbo as part of the base, part of the texture. And I know that that has always been acceptable to me and to many of the plant-powered athletes getting their carb fix.
And what is the protein source of choice for this?
You know, it's funny. The natural protein ratio in all the elements came in at 3.8, 4, 4.2 to 1 carb over protein, just as an ingredient compilation. So I was A, getting lucky, and B, really zeroing in on my amounts to stay in the range of texture that I needed. Because we need a good, you know, it has to be to be kind of manageable. So pretty much I got lucky there, as the proteins that naturally occur were just enough. Mm-hmm. Typically in these kinds of foods. And the only extremes are where something is extremely carbohydrate, and I would find an extremely a higher protein ratio ingredient to offset it, like a pre-blended protein powder, just a touch to come back into that 3.8 to 4.2 is my, you know, tolerance, around that 4 to 1. You know, which is beyond theory, really, now. It's been tested by thousands, perhaps tens or hundreds of thousands of athletes in the world.
Absolutely. You know, Olympic athletes and other people that race don't necessarily load up on protein before the race. They load up on carbs. They actually, and if you're going to approach life, unfortunately, in today's world, a little bit as a race when we get up and go out the door, not that I'm encouraging that, but the reality is that we have that kind of pressure upon us, both seen and unseen today, and the body is responding to that. whether we recognize it or not, whether you're an athlete or not, your physical day, this is helpful to anybody, whether you're an athlete or you're not an athlete, and you're responding to that kind of stimulus or sprint or the need for something that will be sustainable for you. And I find that to be helpful. In this particular case, you've answered sort of the athlete's, how do I carry this with me and have something that sustains me, as well as the person going to the office that's going to sit there and use their brain all day long, and they need something else. And, you know, I know as somebody that has competed for really half of my life in sports, that you literally, a hundredth of a second, the tenth of a second you're looking for is based on what you input the night before, 2 days before, that morning. Forget the other variables, but that's a big one. And the Olympic athletes today, you know, everything is right down to the every ingredient, right, Ron?
It's true. I was looking for video clips to put together my video for the Kickstarter for this product, and looking for something I could pull from the public domain. And I came upon Michael Phelps's record number of gold
medals.
That's
what I was thinking of.
The French swimmer in the relay, yeah. I think it was for his sixth gold. The French swimmer was ahead the whole time. And in the last few seconds, it wasn't Michael, but a member of the team, just managed to pull ahead. You couldn't even tell that. You had to have a photo finish, slow motion, to see whose hand touched the wall first, but it was that close.
Yes.
You know, as always, it's a, you know, the finish line by a nose, the horse races, everything can sometimes be down to the hundredth.
But it depends on what we input. And, you know, we can talk about for 10 shows about what you're thinking and how you're feeling and all that, but you're approaching life from the food is medicine standpoint and food is sacred standpoint, and that's kind of how you're approaching these roles. So if I wanted to buy them, where can I buy them?
There will be a website, and they will be only offered online. There will be a website to that domain name, more or less. Any search, any Google search in the realm of rock and rolls as a domain name, as a food or bar of some sort, will come up when I finally put it up there. The Kickstarter is coming first, and I'm shooting the principal photography for the video. So it's kind of step 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it'll be there.
Right.
It'll be present online. It'll have a web presence on Facebook, Twitter, and the social media.
So that
yes. Not my strong suit at all. You know,
it's okay. You stick to fabulous food design, and everything will fall into place around you. So everybody, if you want to go get some of these rock and rolls, if you need them immediately, you could probably get them directly from you, or
yes,
are they in stores? Or
I do them at home, you know, to this kind of beta test market, but it's kind of keeping me awfully busy to do them by hand, but I do them, and it's helpful in the process anyway. But I can be reached at capriyoga@gmail.com.
There you go.
For those kind of a quick, personal, hand-delivered, handmade beta group.
Yes. Yes, and it's well worth it, I assure you. So you can get it at
Capri Yoga at gmail.com.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so glad you brought up the Michael Phelps thing. I was literally thinking that what you were talking about, that's what I had in my mind. And
when you said hundredth of a second, that flashed in my mind. And I, you know, I don't do a lot of trolling on YouTube for that sort of a thing, but the fact that, you know, we're talking today, there's always a little bit of precognitive serendipity. And that was it for the week.
Wonderful. Well, we like that. We like all serendipity and anything that comes along that adds to our focus. So you've been listening to Ron Capri and his rock and rolls. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to have another supplement, and you can check it out on the website at makinglifebrighter.com and hear more about Ron and the other things that he's doing right now, because he is so cool. And we appreciate you coming and all of your great, magnificent food designing, because it is food designing. And you'll soon have your own show, I'm sure, and be out in the world, and woohoo! And we'll be enjoying more. Thank you for coming.
And
tell me one thing. What makes your life brighter?
Oh, the many moods of the sea.
Ah, there you go. All right, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and you can find us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. You can also go and check out all of our archives and outtakes on makinglifebrighter.com in the radio tab. If you are interested in getting Ron's rolls, you can look forward to them in hopefully Sun Life soon and actually the co-op in Santa Monica. You can also email Ron directly, and you can check out that info on the host page in Voice America for the show description there. If you'd like to subscribe to this show, you can do it online through iTunes, or you can do it online at voiceamerica.com, and you can check out Making Life Brighter there. We will have more things coming up, and we also have things on the YouTube channel, so we'll have more information coming there. A lot coming up, actually. It's kind of a cool summer, and it's in full swing. This year's been fast, you know? We just started, and boom, here we go. So I really appreciate Ron taking time out, and you can hear the outtake for the Bee Haven on the website at makinglifebrighter.com, and check it out there. Last time I was talking about how we affect consciousness in a big way, and our own actual radiation vibration is affecting the greater whole. That has been something that I've learned over 20 years of studying with my living master as well, and have been employing with all of my work and all of the healing work that goes on here remotely or actually in office, has been dealing with that consciousness shift. And sometimes in order to feel better, we need to change our body systems. And we do that here via flower essences, herbology, minerals, whatever someone might need to correct a system with or supplement with in order to affect a change. But additionally, one of the things that we really work on is always the emotional component. There's never a time that consciousness is not in play. And you're a co-creator 24/7, so that never goes away. What you're radiating is in part due to what you may have input in the last few days into your body system. And if you're allergic to something, if you're having inflammation, if chemtrails are affecting you and you're having inflammation or you don't feel well, all that affects your system. Then it's harder for you to not only function properly and be optimum, but it's also more difficult for you to be a receiver via your spirit. And sometimes our emotional component gets in the way of that too. So what we do here is clear the emotional components that are masking us. And last time I talked a little bit about ego and how the ego is actually masking our propensity and our ability to do things. When we have a ego block, most of the time we don't even know it. We just know we don't feel well, or we don't feel right, or we feel off. And when we are able to become in tune again with our spirit more and override that egoic tendency, we have an ability to go forward. And that's instant in real time. When I do what I call extreme healing work, I am not the doer. I am the witness to the energy that flows through that undoes that block. And to explain it more technically, that block comes in a manner of an ego override in someone's system. Yet, there are many things that are happening at once. When you entrain your system to a more dominant energy field, you then succumb to that dominant energy field. A mother entrains her child to her system. And I often say to parents, you know, your children's ailments or your children's issues, more often than not, are coming from your own vibrational frequency and what you're broadcasting, what you're putting out. And sometimes we aren't aware of what we broadcast and put out. So what we do here is we unlock that, we unfold that. And people can say, well, I've been working on it for years, I've been doing all these things for years. I would counter that by saying, but you haven't done it this way. And every time I approach a difficult case that way, people get to see in real time, it can be undone, it can be unlocked. And they have noticed it in real time. And they go, wow. One lady recently said, I've been working on things for 12 years. And in 1 hour's time, I've had a massive shift. Massive. It's true. It can happen. Your body system is willing. It's able. Your spirit is waiting for you. And when you unlock all that, you're able to find that connection into your system. Now, if it were really that easy, we'd all be doing it, and we'd be doing it immediately speaking. But there is some kind of structure, something subliminally in place that makes it difficult for us to tap into that. In this beautiful time on Earth that seems so chaotic right now with more shootings and more tragedy, it feels like it's hopeless, but that's not true. We're actually going to a better place, and more people are awakening to energies where before they ignored them completely, or they poo-pooed them and said, oh, that's silly. Yoga is silly. Juicing is silly. Herbology is for those people over there. Well, maybe those people over there were tuned into something that we weren't. Maybe those people over there knew something that we weren't on par with. But more and more people are becoming tuned into those things, and therefore they are available to a new opportunity. Now, if we consciously step up to the plate to change our body systems and change our consciousness, we can ride the wave, no pun intended out here, we can ride the wave of consciousness into a stream that then makes us available to that much more. At that point, we would proactively more often choose to override what's working on us. But it takes work. This isn't easy. It's not just, I think I will, so therefore I do. There are many things that work on a body system, a psyche, an emotional psyche, an emotional body, all at one time. It's just consistency that helps us get through that, as well as the right tools. And sometimes when you're blocked, you need someone else to see beyond what's going on in you so that they can pull up what is happening in your system that your ego is blocking for you. If you are interested in having that kind of appointment, you can come to the seminars, the workshops, or you can schedule something privately via Skype or in person. And you can reach out at makinglifebrighter@yahoo.com. But know that there are possibilities. There's possibilities for every ailment. There's possibilities for every illness. There are possibilities out there. And as the world suggests fear and tragedy, go higher. Choose greater. Right now, we need to keep choosing. And I'd like to say a special thanks again to everyone that's listening today. I'd like to say a special thanks to all the people and the businesses that have donated to the Elephant Sanctuary in Brazil, because elephants carry a tremendous consciousness, and we are not recognizing that as a collective whole yet. Just like the whales, the elephants are vital to our earth plane. And we hope that one day we all can recognize that. We know it as a baby, and somehow along the way we lose it. So, wishing you all a go jolly moment. Go out and make someone else's life brighter, and we'll talk to you next week in our continuing consciousness series. Woohoo!
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly! Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.